This is the Anderson Files on PodClip. The Anderson Files is a look at commerce, investment, economics, and retirement issues that affect each and every one of you. Your host is Mike Anderson, Executive Vice President, Retirement Services, and partner of Finestone Partners. Finestone Partners is an independent firm with securities offered through Four Point Capital. And now your host, Mike Anderson.
How do you see the Los Angeles business environment in 2021? Today's program is being podcast from the UCLA Bruin Professionals Beverly Hills Monthly Chapter Meeting. Bruin Professionals is a professional networking organization organized through the UCLA Alumni Association and is a network and a resource base for professional alumni out of UCLA. My meeting guests are attendees at BP Beverly Hills, and I'll be asking them to share their view and perspective on this question. And with that, let's get started. Shelley Nelbert, what's your perspective on 2021 for LA business?
Well, from a real estate perspective, we have so many different segments going in so many different directions right now. You've got a residential market with multiple offers. People are looking for houses. They want to get out of apartments or condos because of the pandemic. And although prices aren't really going up a lot, there's scarcity of product. We've had so many people coming in from San Francisco, New York, other areas that don't mind paying $30,000 a month for rent, so the builders can't build fast enough. From the office market, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was going to be a part of the task committee and going back to the office market. And we were studying, you know, how can the droplets and aerosol, and look at us now, we're almost a year later. And really the only thing that's going to make a difference is the vaccination. Most of the big companies, entertainment, law firms, et cetera, they're not planning to be back until, I think Netflix is a year from now. A lot of the agencies, like, they think end of summer this year. So all the planning and the thinking, I was nervous because I didn't see a way for it to be safe, and especially in high-rise office buildings. So now we know the pandemic is what will turn things around. But the interesting thing is, are we going to see people going back to an office full-fledged? Are we going to see 30% of people staying home? Are we going to see scattered time, people going in, out? I think people will use less office space. At first, they thought they're going to have to take more to be farther away from people, but that doesn't justify, the extra costs don't justify spending more money because you're not increasing your business that much. So I think a lot is going to depend on what happens when there's enough vaccinations and things start opening up, because a number of people really like the working from home. They like the flexibility, and a lot of people really miss being in an office. So I think there's gonna have to be some kind of reckoning with what our business practice is gonna be and adapting to what we've learned being from home and how productive we can be and how much more integrative of our lives we can be. The industrial market is doing great. People can't find enough properties or build enough for distribution, Amazon, Wayfair. I mean, it's just, they're just gobbling up space. So a lot of people that were in retail development have kind of, and gone into industrial. And that's more in the Midwest and the South, because they have larger pieces of land that you can build on. It's more affordable. Retail was struggling before this happened. And I honestly, I thought a lot of it would go in the interim for vaccination, for facilities. And I don't know what's going to happen with restaurants, because they 10% of retail. So that's been a struggling market for a long time. So I think before this all happened, shopping centers were beginning to lose smaller tenants, and they're adding like chiropractors and spas, and I think you'll see more of that. But the retail on the street, they're struggling. People aren't paying. We still have a moratorium on evictions, so we'll really see when that shakes out what it's going to be. So I think we're going to have different segments of our economy going in different directions, and I think it's been a very bad thing for California, people fleeing California, because we're losing a lot of taxes, we're losing a lot of wealth, and we've lost HP, Oracle, Tesla, a number of real estate investment firms fleeing to states where there's no income taxes and there's less expensive housing. So I think California will recycle itself in going after businesses to come back or to grow here. So I think we'll know more by the last quarter where we're going.
Absolutely. Shelley, thanks for sharing your perspective from the real estate standpoint. Michael Rosenblum, how do you see the business environment in LA in 2021?
It's interesting. We're getting out of our breakout room. It kind of turned a little bit political. I'm not talking politics here, but just about who's to blame for what and what's going on in terms of California. For California, I see that it has problems, but I also look at the glass half full. The state announced a couple weeks ago that it had $11 billion more than in revenue in 2020 than it projected, which is probably the only state in the country that had excess revenues. Now, it was a windfall because of Silicon Valley, but they've also pledged not to, to raise taxes or to make any moves to make it even more difficult to do business in California. And it does have a difficult environment. But when it comes to real estate, the areas that I see hurting in California, I have a unique perspective because I'm also see what's going on in Florida, which is probably the hottest state in the country right now, literally and figuratively. It's the retail market that's hurting. It's the hotel industry that's hurting. It's offices that are hurting to a lesser degree, and it's the residential income and industrial and residential income that are doing really well. So I think that California will have issues and problems, but I think it will successfully muddle through. Whereas I look at states like, and cities like New York City, except for the finance industry and Wall Street, there's less reason to be in New York City than moving to either Connecticut, New Jersey, or Florida, Boca, which is New York South. And I see that, cities like that are going to take longer to come back it may take a long time for them to fully recover. But all in all, there's a lot of money chasing deals. Money is cheap. I see, inflation traditionally is good for real estate. Low interest rates are good for real estate. Right now we have negative real interest rates. If you look at the long-term bond of 1% or so and inflation at 2+%, it's going to be bullish for real estate in the long run. That's my take on it. So that's why I'm guardedly optimistic about our future in Southern California.
Great. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for sharing your view. And moving around the room a little bit, Jeffrey Bent, what's your perspective?
Hi. Yeah. So I've looked at just a couple of data points. I saw that unemployment was at 8.2% as of December 18th. So one key point. So clearly that is a very high figure to be dealing with. Clearly we're going to have to see the effects of considerable economic growth. To another data point, which is that Goldman Sachs has forecast 6.6% growth this year. So that is very much on the back of the $1.9 billion stimulus that has been proposed by the incoming President Biden. So I think, those figures do point to a positive scenario. But having said that, I think you've got to look at the progress being probably somewhat slow before we reach herd immunity. I just read about a data scientist's forecast for herd immunity is between July and August of this year. So that is something that's clearly going to weigh on progress we make in the state. So I think really you're looking at the year being very much divided into two halves. I think before we reach that herd immunity and then after that. So I expect that progress for the business community in California will very much accelerate in the second half of the year.
Great. Thanks, Jeffrey. And I'm speaking today with members of BP Beverly Hills on the subject of and their view and perspective on the business prospects for Los Angeles in 2021. I'm Mike Anderson, and this is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Continuing on, another guest today, Melissa Dagodig. What's your view on LA for 2021 business-wise?
Well, you know, I've been so impressed myself with the way that my clients have adapted. They've just pivoted in ways I never could have imagined. So I think that any business that has the ability to have a strong online presence and is thinking about what will attract customers or clients online can survive. I mean, I personally have a client that's a restaurant in Beverly Hills. I've handled their trademarks for them, and they have pivoted so beautifully. Like, I am inundated every day with their new menu updates, and that they will do curbside delivery, and that they have a huge patio now that they were able to rent from one of their neighbors so people can dine there in person when the rules allow it. But I have another client that is a choreographer who usually would also do, of course, in-person dance routines at different places, at different venues. And now all of it's become something that's done online, and they're very successful. They charge, it's almost like if you can imagine the musicians that would be at a piano bar and they have their bucket out that you can put your money in. It's kind of like that. So many musicians have done that, where they stream on Instagram or Facebook, and they have kind of like a virtual tip jar, and they're able to collect money. And sometimes it's more money than they might make if they were in person, depending on their reach. I think people and businesses that can adapt and really think outside the box are going to be able to move forward strongly. And unfortunately, of course, you know, it's not going to work for all businesses. You know, I think for hair salons and, you know, tattoo parlors, there are some businesses that are really going to suffer until the vaccine has given us some sort of herd immunity. But until then, putting on the thinking cap and doing something new and differently and pivoting is the way to go. And I'm just excited by how my clients have been able to do that. Clients of all ages and colors and genders and in all types of businesses. It's been very impressive.
Melissa, thanks for sharing your perspective. And going further, Anita Hansen, would you like to share some of your thoughts on what you think the 2021 Los Angeles business environment is going to look like?
I have a feeling that, you know, we're all trying so hard to get these different vaccines to tackle the different strains of the virus that are constantly keep perking their heads up. But at the end of the day, with that sense of, you know, passion to get past this, I think that at some point things will calm down. But I do think that, of course, the market is going to be a lot more remote. That's just cost effective for businesses. For me, as a chiropractor who puts chiropractors in businesses to treat people on site so that they are more engaged and more productive, well, that still does happen, but there's just not quite the market that there used to be. And with that, I've had to pivot. I do telehealth now to when people are having to take a little 2-week hiatus or whatever for COVID, you know, telehealth, I'm, you know, having them migrate through that, addressing still their pain situation. So for example, you know, how they're sleeping or long drives still causing pain in the midst of the progression of the treatment plan, to making sure that the I's are still dotted and the T's are still crossed. So it's just, once again, as pivoting is important. I do have a vision to be, you know, just thick within businesses as it is, even more so as the pandemic slowly dies off. So we're all in this together in our own way. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Anita. And going a little bit further, Farrah Smith, would you like to share some of your thoughts?
I mean, I work more in the charity world. And to be honest, I've been very lucky that our donors have stayed committed to giving back. So as I work in a little bit of a different industry. And I think for some people at times when like this, when everyone's stressed out and suffering and hurting, they want to give back because it makes us feel better. So when it comes to the charity world, I've been very lucky that people have been very supportive through all this.
Great. Thanks, Farrah. And to continue on with perspectives on the 2021 LA business environment, Tony Price, what can you share?
Thanks, Michael. A couple observations. One on the general economy. I just want to quote from the recent UCLA Anderson forecast. I think they put it best. They called for a gloomy COVID winter followed by an exuberant vaccine spring. And they're actually calling for 6% growth in the second quarter of this year. I think we've seen between that forecast and today a slower than thought vaccine rollout. So I would push personally that great growth to the third quarter, and hopefully we can get the vaccine rollout moving. Then secondly, from an office, commercial office perspective, I find it very interesting that large real estate companies like Brookfield, SNL Green, the largest landlord in New York City, they're public companies and they're buying back their stock. And I think companies don't buy back their stock unless they think it's, as you know, Mike, tremendously undervalued. So if you think they're smart or that's smart money, that's kind of what smart money is doing in the office sector. And then finally, I was just going over a recent Cushman & Wakefield study about the changing workplace as a result of the pandemic. And they noted that work from home has worked out much better than we would have thought. But that's A. B is those results are temporal. They don't think that can sustain itself for very long. And one of the main reasons for that is sort of the third point, point C, which is that culture is so important to an organization. And if you're in our Silicon Beach group, we had Professor Sanjay Sood talking about companies' ideals and culture, and that can only really be nurtured when people are working physically together. So, but long-term, I think overall, I think we're headed for our recovery in mid third quarter 2021.
That's a nice way to wrap it up, Tony. Thank you, Broom Professionals, Beverly Hills guests and attendees, for sharing your thoughts on the 2021 Los Angeles business environment. To learn more about BP, please go to broomprofessionals.com. Thank you, Daryl Wayne, engineer, Mark Allen, producer. I'm Mike Anderson. And this is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Keep calm and keep listening.
You've been listening to the Anderson Files with Mike Anderson. Visit us at podclip.io and check on the financial box for more information on the Anderson Files.